The COVID-19 pandemic has affected us here in our community in many, many different ways. Among those ways is the impact that it's had on the economy and specifically certain sectors of the economy, one of which is the local tourism industry. Study from Visit North Carolina, this is a statewide study, found no surprise tourism spending in North Carolina was down 32% last year versus 2019. A lot of that decrease was concentrated in cities and urban areas, so it was bigger in Orange County, a 48% drop. Nevertheless, still $128 million spent by visitors in Orange County last year, still a significant percentage of the overall Orange County economy. What was the impact last year? Where do things stand now? What does the future hold? For that, we are joined by Lori Policelli, who's the Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. You can find them online at visitchapelhill.org. Lori, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron,
good morning.
It's always good to see you. Thank you. And this is your favorite time of year, my favorite time of year. It's kind of nice to be chilly.
Yeah, a little bit, right? chilly, but not like super chilly,
exactly.
Right? Just like 70 degrees,
nice
sunny skies.
Bite.
You don't need the heat on. You don't need the air conditioning.
Pumpkins everywhere.
It's nice, right? So last year, obviously, to say the tourism spending was down, not a big surprise. We knew that was going to happen. What were your expectations heading into the pandemic, and how did they kind of match up with reality?
Well, it hit, you know, fast and furious. Last March, we went from February, we had about 80% demand for this area down to 20% the next month. And so literally, you could just throw a bowling ball through town. You know, we just became a ghost town, really, with 2.5 million annual visitors here a year and just dropping to nothing. You can imagine the impact on obvious industries like restaurant, retail, and rental cars and transportation, but less obvious industries as well. You know, people in housekeeping and linens and the service industry, everything just dried up. Unemployment was massive, and we really noticed it. You know, if there was any silver lining, I'm like you, I always try to look for a silver lining. It's that the community at large, I think, really recognized and supported the value of this industry and crowds and what we see in our towns at night, the excitement and energy and vibrancy and spending. And so it's been a tough time for all of us.
A lot of the impacts were fortunately temporary. What's permanent? What's long term?
Well, we lost a lot of businesses shut down. Of the businesses that closed for the pandemic, 60% stayed permanently closed. So we lost a lot of our workers. We lost restaurants. We lost retail. But, you know, it was interesting because people really missed this place. Mm-hmm. People really love the Chapel Hill area. And I'm saying Chapel Hill loosely to include Hillsborough, Carrboro, and the greater Orange County rural beauty. We saw the biggest hit for us, and people don't often think about their business by weekday, but the weekdays is what's not back yet. And until we can get business travel, conferences, as you know, probably with your own WCHL budget, travel has just been cut. Mm. And that's the case with most industries. So we're not seeing the midweek business. So until we get that back, we won't be at our 2019 peak numbers, but it's coming back. Are you feeling it, Aaron?
A little bit, yeah.
We're feeling it. And so what's been sad for me is that we lost so many fabulous opportunities to gather, whether it was Fridays on the front porch or festivals, big celebrations, and all of the events that bring us together as a community and a visitor industry, we lost that. And that's tough. But I could talk all day long, Aaron, about numbers and loss and jobs and payroll. But what I'd like to do is talk about what's back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have a spectacular tourism industry here. And I personally just want to thank everyone for bringing their friends and family to the local restaurants during this time. Let's talk silver linings. The expanded sidewalks, are you loving that?
Yes.
Visitors love that. They're coming in for the expanded sidewalks. They say it feels like the old Chapel Hill.
I like driving down Franklin Street more now. Because before, and I've said this on the air, and it's so counterintuitive because, oh, it's only one lane in each direction and it's slower to get through. Previously, when it was two lanes, you did not know which lane was going to have the car in front that was just going to stop to make a turn. And then it was a left turn or a right turn where they were waiting for a pedestrian.
Okay,
and
Aaron,
you were sitting there
like a curmudgeon
while the,
now. Yeah. I just have to tell you.
Oh,
you
my God. I was so curmudgeonly every time I drove down Franklin Street. Now you don't have an option. You're just there. And
well,
it's great.
And
like, you don't even have to worry about it.
I think our mayor and leaders are trying to keep that permanently.
Yeah.
So that intimacy there, I know, has really been a silver lining. I also believe that the expanded decks, we were at Venable last night, and I got to tell you, everyone is putting dollars into those. So if that can become a permanent feature here, I think not only will it help tourism, but it'll help locals feel like they're a greater part of the community. I love that the Sheraton's reopened, you know, the old Europa.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Have you
been
in there yet?
No, my parents literally just came last week for a visit. Their first visit in 3 years to Chapel Hill.
Oh, my gosh. Are they staying there?
They always stay at the Sheraton.
Yeah.
I had not been in since the remodel. It looks beautiful in there.
It's
really
stunning.
Different.
I mean, the rooms, the outdoor space. And, you know, right before the pandemic, the Colonial Inn in Hillsborough opened. Have you been out there?
Yeah, yeah.
They do a great job
out there. Brad and I stayed there one night.
Did you?
It was a really nice.
Yeah. And so with their music and their burgers and their brunch, it's a lot of fun. And then also right as the pandemic hit, the planetarium expanded. So let's make sure when people are visiting friends and family in this holiday, take them to a show there. The Buddha and Shiva Lotus show is now at Acklen, which is fabulous. The sculptures are still up at Botanical Garden. Silver Spot has a movie festival, a film festival this week. We're going to go see Spencer.
Awesome.
About Princess Diana and King Richard, about Venus and
Serena's
father, the tennis father. There's new exhibits at Horace Williams House. There's Friday night celebrations in Hillsborough. The new Eno Mill Art Gallery is open. Have you been out there?
I've not.
Looks fantastic. Yeah. And the Sanjar. It's Sanjar Turkish Cultural Center. I was calling it Sankar.
Yeah.
And I had
it's spelled that way.
I
when
know,
he
right?
won the Nobel Prize, we had to, like, around here at the station, like, how do you pronounce it? Oh, Sanjar. Okay,
yeah.
We got it now.
And so yesterday we had a reception, and she and Gwen Sanjar invites people to stop in Wednesday through Sunday and just knock on the door. And it's a beautiful, beautiful space there. Yeah. And I'm also happy to have some of these book events back, you know, especially during these crucial Black Lives Matters focused on civil rights. There's one coming up November 5th by the Orange County Remembrance Coalition. And they're going to review the book at Flyleaf. It's called Devil in the Grove, about a sheriff in the middle of the orange groves in Florida. And it's a fascinating read. It won the Pulitzer. And Devil in the Grove. So I'm thrilled to see Flyleaf and Epilogue and Purple Crow. We have a fantastic community, Aaron.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising to me that the demand is back. People want to be here. The streets are busy. The investment in the infrastructure to help us navigate this next crisis. What we learned more than anything is what happens when your product or your service, in our case, tourism, goes to almost 0% demand. You know, we should all do a business plan like that, right? What happens when your primary demand driver is gone?
Yeah.
And what we found is that locals became our market. They wanted the expanded sidewalks. They wanted outdoor music. They wanted to be communicated with. So we focused our marketing on locals. We produce a weekly newsletter, as you know, telling people what's going on in the community. And we've enhanced our communications with locals. So it's really been a savior for us.
VisitChapelHill.org is the website if you want more information. We're speaking with Lori Policelli of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. And as we wrap up, I'm glad you mentioned that because that was going to be my last question. Obviously, locals are such a key driver of the tourism and visitors industry now. How much is that? Do you anticipate that continuing to be the case down the road?
Well, it's interesting because locals enjoyed coming downtown again. Locals enjoyed going to all of our downtowns again. And what we're seeing now is as the parking lots get full and more visitors are here, we want to increase our communications to locals saying, here's how we can make it easier for you. So we're working closely with Matt downtown and the town and John Hartman Brown over in Carrboro and Shannon Campbell in Hillsborough to say, how can we package this great place we live and invite more visiting friends and people, relatives, locals to enjoy it because it's a great place. We're extraordinarily fortunate. I think we've all learned that.
And again, visit chapelhill.org is the website. Go there and find out more information. Lori Policelli, pleasure as always. Thank you for being here.
Great to see you.